And so, as they say in the mother country, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Guyer Cook Report for Thursday. Are you ready for this? September the 1st? Are you kidding me? It's September the 1st.
Where did the other 8 months go to?
Well, what I'm curious about is you're getting a holiday again this year. Didn't you just go like a couple weeks off? And now you get another one coming up. It's just boggles the mind. You just, if you don't use it though, you lose it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good that you're going in and have a good.
Well, I have to cram it. I have to cram all my holiday entitlement into a short space because during term time, we have to be here. So it's a lot of holiday in a short time.
It's in that window of opportunity is there. You take it or that's, you don't get to take it.
So on with the show anyway.
Right. On B2B Thursday today, one of the things I tried to touch on is the marketer people that listen to the show or the aspiring marketers is the first question that comes up as a marketer, are you using social media or are you ignoring 67.4% of the internet users who are on social media? And that question then became identified as the answer, I should say. The answer is that social media is now status quo for a business's digital presence. The expectation that users has, if you've got a business, a company, there's going to be a social media presence, whether it's a LinkedIn company page, a Facebook business page, there'll be some kind of a show on social media. Even the Guyer Cook Report has those. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and that's because users expect to see us there. And in the time it took for me to talk about this, 180 new users have joined one social platform or another. And if you go in the show notes, which is always, the show notes are going to be available to you at the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. That information will have the link there for the blog post from Marketo that I just talked about. And also, right below that, and moving along as it were, last year I made up a list for social media. And I found this list doing an online survey at some place, and it said, well, which ones of these social media channels do you post to each day? And what time of day do you do it, and so forth and so on. So I took that list, made it into a document, and posted it into my blog at wordpress.com for the sake of having it on a HTTPS secure server. And go and look at that list and see which ones of those social channels you're using and how many times a day are you posting to those, if at all, okay? And sure, I could post it in the show notes, the list, but I didn't. I made it a link so you'll have to go visit the blog and that'll drive traffic to my blog, right? So now at the same time we talked about summer vacations, and I'm sure that when Kelvin goes on holiday, that all he wants to do is read about the social media adventures that marketers are going to be doing. And so I put together this list of 10 must read blogs to get back in the zone. So he'll come back from holiday after, what is it? After the 19th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll be ready to go because he's going to look at this list of the top 10 must read blogs to get back in the zone with. And I've got the list there in the show notes, the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com link. And that'll take you to the show notes that has the 10 items listed there. And wouldn't it be nice if I read them out loud on the audio, but I'm not going to do all of them. I did do the first one. SEO for B2B, three reasons why you can't avoid it anymore. You know, you've been putting off SEO because this and that and the other thing. Well, you can't use these three reasons as an excuse not to do it. Search results for many of the B2B terms aren't crowded yet. Like business to consumer, if you type in real estate, you'll get every country in the nation. But if you do, let's see, what would be a B2B real estate? Okay, if you maybe your company provides real estate companies in your area with those for sale signs, you go out and dig the hole, put the post in the ground, hang the sign up, and that's what your company does. That hasn't become crowded yet because not that many people are using those types of search terms. SEO can significantly increase the value of every content effort that you're doing. So your B2B presence is going to be supplemented with good SEO. And lastly, but not least, the value of mobile for B2B. This opportunity has presented itself now because there's more mobile users than desktop users, they're saying. So if people are researching for a business service that you provide to other businesses, get it mobile ready and get it out there, okay? And speaking of companies, you know, that over in Edinburgh, Scotland, they got the Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. That was our co-host yesterday, Fraser Ramsey. Thanks again for that, Fraser. And I'm sure that their SEO effort for their Edinburgh Dusters website is sufficient enough that if you did a search for Edinburgh Dusters, you'll find them. I know if you go to Gumtree, you'll see a lot of acclamations, testimonials, and yeah, he does a good job so far. And as far as that goes, let's say thank you to Eileen Smith as well. She does a one website. She has several. And in her network, she has one called basicblogtips.com. I had a video there that was using Screencast-O-Matic, and she shared that with me when I asked, you know, what was that video made with? That's really good. It was Screencast-O-Matic. And guess what we're using right now, this minute, as we speak? Yes. And, of course, by having the video, that takes us to Facebook, and there you'll find a link on there for a group called Friends Just Chatting. That Facebook group, it's been around since forever. And they're linked to their group, so you'll find out what interface on the web they're using. Like to currently, they're using Rabbit, I believe it is. That's their meeting place where they sit up and they just talk. And we talked just a bit ago, there was Scotland, England, Brazil, myself in the United States, Brian in Australia. All at the same time, in real time, talking just about this and that and the other thing. And whether it's secret government agencies were listening to us because we're so multinational. Well, who knows? Anyway, thanks very much to the people in chat that are here today. I can't see you because I'm looking at the show notes, but I know you're there. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to us on all the audio channels. The links are in the show notes where it also says listen to us on Stitcher. Listen, look and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We'd love to have you be a patron of the show. Oh, speaking of patrons of the show, big news. YouTube has accepted us as a partner on YouTube. We're now going to have ads in the Guyer Cook Report presence on YouTube. And if those get to be in the way or whatever, we'll make adjustments as the case may be. So that's been set in motion. And on that note, I'll say have a good trip and a good holiday.
I'll see you all again on the 19th.
Right on.
I'll all be refreshed and suntanned and raring to go.
Well, I don't know how suntanned you'll be. Because you're not, it's like you're not going to Hawaii, dude. So, on that note, have a good one. And if it's real good, have a couple, because they don't come by that often. Enjoy the meme at the bottom of the show notes. On that note, I'm going to say the magic words. It's a wrap.